Good morning, 821 News Radio 92.3. Let's go now to Lafayette County, Florida, where we have Eric Gilmore, the Director of Public Safety for Escambia County, embedded at the EOC, running hurricane and disaster response. Eric, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me. And by the way, since I've been here, you and I thought it was pronounced Lafayette. It is not. It's Lafayette.
Stop it.
We've been saying it wrong.
Come on, Lafayette.
That's what the locals tell me, Lafayette.
This is gonna be like saying DeSantis on the air, which is correct, but everybody will think you don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think they're messing with you?
Is what? That possible?
I hope not. Lafayette. I don't know. I hope not. People have to be messed with right now.
I can't even. Okay, fine though. But fine. Lafayette County. You heard it here first. Wow. Okay. I'm going to ask you, but kind of when I've been surveying this from a distance, it seems like dodged a bullet kind of stuff. Like for the people who lost their homes, it's horrible, but it doesn't seem like there were that many. It's a rural area. It's distance from the water, the surge. You know, it looks, and nobody died, which thank God, except for in some semi-unconnected traffic accidents. I'm assuming it's horrible for them, though, because they don't have experience at this, but I've been kind of describing it as could have been a lot worse, not like Ian last year. Am I wrong?
No, it could have been a lot worse. It really could have. Like you said, these are real rural counties, okay? So, you know, there's limited resources to begin with, and now that the power's out and roads are blocked and they're cut off, there's really nothing for them here now. So, these people have, you know, talking to the residents here, we're opening a pod today. I mean, we're less than 24 hours from landfall, and we opened a pod this morning with food, ice, MREs, tarps, and they've never had a pod here. So we're having to explain and train what a pod is, how the citizens should, you know, we're training the citizens how to run through a pod, what a pod does, and the locals how to do a pod. We're teaching burn rates. So we're doing a lot of training on how to set these things up and how these things should be managed. So, but like I said, they're shell-shocked because, I mean, they never had a storm this magnitude. If everybody will kind of, you know, Ivan impacted us real, you know, Ivan was our shell shock. I mean, we kind of deforested places, tore a lot of stuff up. There's some structural damage here, but it is, you know, it's not a densely populated area. And then on top of it, the county that we're in, Lafayette County, they have one municipal water service in the town of Mayo, services maybe 5 to 10 square miles. And then the rest of the unincorporated county is on their own wells. So
okay.
I got no power. I've got no water. So that's the issue. So power coming up is kind of paramount to getting things back to full recovery here.
Wow. You know, I didn't really know much about the geography or the structures in that vicinity, but, you know, I was looking at, was it Steen Camps? What's the one place? And then also down the way at the Cedar Key. Cedar Key looked to me like it was not built up and like they would be much more vulnerable. I know that's not exactly where you are, but have you heard anything about there?
Yeah, they did get inundated with water. I think they got around 5 to 6 feet of water inundation there. They was anticipating more, but Steinhatchee is the one I think you was referencing.
Yeah, Steinhatchee, that's right.
Steinhatchee south of us. Steinhatchee south of us. We was actually, they had a webcam up and we was watching the surge come in and some of the buildings that the locals here knew about. He was telling me where the water line was. That was up 12 feet at that moment. I'm at that roof line before the camera went out. So they really got hammered with storm surge down there at Steinhatchee. You know, it's the Big Bend area. It's a cul-de-sac. You know, we're on the Gulf Coast where it can kind of spread out across the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
It just pockets and corners right there and builds. So the rain wasn't a big event. I mean, we got 2 inches of rain out of the whole thing. So wind was the big thing here where we're at. We're not a coastal county. So storm surge wasn't that, you know, didn't impact us at all. So we're dealing with, you know, the trees, the power lines, roofs missing. I mean, after Ivan, you think about, it took us a while to get recovered, but all the new roofs that got put on, all the new type construction, the new codes, and new enforcement. And if you've never been impacted, you've got all these old structures with these old roofs, and they go fine. So.
Which is kind of the point, because they had never encountered anything like this, so they were completely unprepared for it. The governor had made the comment. Actually, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to Eric Gilmore, the director of public safety. He's in Lafette County. Yes, that's how you say it. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Stalled car. I know. We're all like, stalled car block in the right lane on Fairfield Drive. That's eastbound, just past the railroad trestle near Hollywood Avenue. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Eric. I know the governor had made the comment that one of the things is that it seemed like a lot of people obeyed the evacuation order. Given that people hadn't had experience with this and didn't really know what to do, and it might have been the first time in their lives they were told to prepare for 7 days or anything, you know, like that. Was that your what you guys saw on the ground? Is that a lot of people evacuated?
We have noticed that a lot of people have evacuated. The county that we're in and we're helping out is so small, they did not even have a shelter that was rated for the wind speed that we was anticipating.
Wow.
So the residents here had to go to a neighboring county to shelter out of harm's way. We don't know how many of our residents here went to Suwannee County, but we're trying to get that head count today to get an understanding of how many people might be coming back to the county. We have seen some, I have heard that some residents took it serious. Unfortunately, what we're hearing is they took it serious at the last moment. I mean, It was like up until yesterday morning, early yesterday morning, people calling the EMC here, should I evacuate? That morning of impact. So, I mean, we start to see tropical storm force winds, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I guess one part of the good news here is at least they had a sturdy EOC. You know, if they didn't have everything else, at least they had that, right?
The EOC stood up well. It lost a couple of shingles or covered our vehicles, but I mean, other than that, the EOC it stood up. Lost a couple of shingles. The generator's rocking, so we're on generator power. It's everything's working like it should right now, and we got a lot of resources coming in. So today is, we're cat herding. We're taking those resources, we're cat herding, and we're trying to make sure that we're managing the resources appropriately and get them to the areas that are absolutely needed.
I think it seems like one of the genius things, I don't know who came up with it, whether it was our emergency director for the state of Florida or whatever, Kevin Guthrie, but I mean, it seems like the genius move was sending you guys in because you know how to do this, have done it, have overseen it, have the experience. Are you getting the support you need? Are you getting the cooperation you need? Is it working as well as it can work?
Oh, absolutely. No, it absolutely is. And understanding their level here local, their understanding of emergency management and how these things work. We do, when Tallahassee asked us to go, we said, no problem. We'll be happy to go. I mean, we've got experience, right?
Yeah.
We've done this before. And being downrange, it seems like every time I pick that phone up or I make a call, I mean, think about it. We are opening a pod up here in the middle of nowhere, less than 24 hours from landfall.
Amazing.
How crazy is that? I mean, that's a lot of commodity. We've got, like I said, we're tarps and our eaves, and we're distributing to two remote locations with the National Guard. I had 150 National Guardsmen here yesterday to help out. So, no, Tallahassee has been like, what do you need? And they're getting it to me in a timely manner. And I told them, I said, if Escambia County knock on whatever gets impacted again, I better get this type of service. So anyway.
Definitely owed. Well, anything else?
Absolutely.
Anything else that I didn't ask you? Is this the kind of situation where people are going to, need to give? Is this going to be like a lot of volunteers coming in after the first wave of official response? What are we looking at long range here? We've got about 30 seconds, Eric.
No, absolutely. So recovery, long range, will be cleanup. A lot of homes, a lot of people who are unfortunately not able to go clean their homes up, get a tree off the roof or something like that. So volunteering. So if you want to volunteer, come down, get with a civic group or get with a Baptist charity or one of those charities that come in and do that type of work.
Good.
And organize to the local EOC. That might put you on a mission. Hey, I did want to plug one thing for you. I have Tom Colbridge here from Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
So he's been great with Travis and myself. So we got Santa Rosa representation here. And we had two Santa Rosa dispatchers come in this morning to help us out with dispatching. And then the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is actually here as well. And then Escambia Fire Rescue, they deployed this morning. They're in Madison County doing search and rescue in Madison County.
So you're the best, Eric. Thank you for the time, brother.
Fox News.